Welcome back to another Motivational Monday. My name is Dr. Quentin Moore, and today we're going to explore what it really means to pursue wisdom in life. We often think of knowledge and wisdom being the same thing, but they're quite different. Knowledge is about accumulating facts and information. Wisdom goes deeper. It's about truly understanding that knowledge through experience, taking risk, and engaging your intuition. As the ancient Greek philosopher Aristotle said, wisdom is the combination of knowledge and common sense. In other words, wisdom isn't just about what you know, but how you apply that knowledge in practical and effective ways. Intelligence and book smarts will only get you so far. True wisdom involves having the judgment to use your knowledge to navigate life's challenges skillfully. Taking it one step deeper, the Bible places high value on wisdom and understanding, often personifying wisdom as something to be diligently sought after. When we look at Proverbs 4 and 7, it states that wisdom is the principal thing, therefore get wisdom, and in all you're getting, get understanding. The book of Proverbs is largely dedicated to imparting wisdom through short sayings about righteousness, justice, and uprightness. When we look into the New Testament, Jesus is referred to as the wisdom of God. That's 1 Corinthians 1 and 24. And the source of true wisdom is described as fearing the Lord. Again, that's Proverbs 9 and 10. Now, when we look at James 3 and 17, it characterizes the wisdom from above as being first pure, then peaceable, gentle, open to reason, full of mercy and good fruits, impartial and sincere. So, as we pursue wisdom, it's also important to realign our goals, habits, and sense of purpose. It's easy to become motivated by setting ambitious goals like getting a promotion, earning a degree, or starting a business. But the truth is that motivation driven solely by those big goals often fades over time. Instead, we need to focus on developing positive habits and routines that align with our goals. You know, good habits create momentum and provide a foundation for sustained motivation over the long run. And as the saying goes, good habits make time your ally, and bad habits make time your enemy. Small habits like waking up early, exercising regularly, and continually learning can yield huge dividends. But the pursuit of wisdom goes beyond just bettering ourselves. As Aristotle also said, the ultimate value of life depends upon awareness and the power of contemplation rather than upon mere survival. In other words, we need to look beyond our own needs and strive to use our talents to make a positive impact on others through service. When we align our unique skills with the needs of those around us, we derive a deeper sense of meaning, purpose, and fulfillment. This ethos of service also extends to how we approach leadership and teamwork. Too often, we view leaders as those barking orders from the top. But the wise leader recognizes that great leadership requires being a great follower first and having humility, empathy, and emotional intelligence to understand the needs of the group. True leadership is about inspiring and uplifting those around us through your conduct, not asserting authority through position or power. So, as you go about your week, I want to encourage you to reflect on how you can intentionally pursue wisdom. Don't just seek knowledge for knowledge's sake, but look for ways to apply that knowledge with good judgment to navigate life better. Develop uplifting habits to reinforce your motivation over the long term and use your talents not just for your gain, but to positively impact others. And regardless of what role you may play, bring humility and service-oriented leadership to your work and relationships. Wisdom is truly the combination of knowledge, experience, good habits, purpose, and people-centric leadership. It's a lifelong journey, not a destination. But a commitment to pursuing wisdom promises not only to make you smarter, but to enrich your life with deeper fulfillment and meaning. That is what Motivational Mondays is all about. I'm your host, Dr. Quentin Moore. We out.